This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Adams says he is still in it to win it, but his reelection campaign is apparently running on fumes cash-wise. His latest fundraising numbers show the campaign taking in just $19,000 over the last 2 months. The mayor insisted earlier this week that he is not concerned about the fall-off in donations.
Everyone is catching up to me. You know, everyone is catching up to me. I started raising early, and I was pleased with the team. So they're catching up to me. Not only are they catching up to me on fundraising, they're catching up to me on policies.
Now, complicating the mayor's reelection campaign, record low approval ratings, and he hasn't held any campaign events yet this year. His legal troubles, no doubt, have had some effect. First, his indictment on federal corruption charges last year. Then, allegations of a quid pro quo after the Trump Justice Department moved to drop the charges. The mayor's rival, Andrew Cuomo, by comparison, has already raised some $1.5 million, even though he didn't even get into the race until about 2 weeks ago. Mayor Adams has the third biggest war chest at the moment among the candidates for the Democratic nomination. He trails state lawmaker Zoran Mamdani and city controller Brad Lander. Well, police now circulating security camera footage of two guys who attacked a senior citizen a couple of weeks back on board a bus in Queens. It was a Sunday afternoon, March 8th. Police say the 81-year-old victim was a passenger on a Q66 bus traveling near Northern Boulevard and 108th Street in East Elmhurst. Police say the two suspects just walked up and went off on the senior citizen, kicking him in the face, even spitting on him before taking off. The man needed a trip to the hospital. It's not clear if the victim was targeted for some reason or if it was a completely random attack. Detectives ask that you reach out to Crime Stoppers if you know anything. The Independent Rikers Commission has released its blueprint for safely closing the jail complex. The report urging the city to appoint 2 senior officials whose only job will be to focus on shutting down the place. Judge Jonathan Lipman chairs the commission. He tells 1010 Winds.
Everyone is a little piece of this. Instead of one person having the authority to make the decisions that need to be executed to close Rikers, it can't be a part-time job. So one position is a czar in New York City whose only job is to do that.
Now, right now, the city is not on track to meet an August 2027 deadline set by the city council to close Rikers. The commission describes the jail as decrepit, dysfunctional, and violent. That's a quote, adding that every day of it that it remains open, inmates and staff are at grave and unnecessary risk. The plan says the city should speed up criminal cases to decrease Rikers' population and should invest in supportive housing and rehabilitative and reentry programming. The report says closing the crumbling complex would save the city $2.2 billion in operating and overtime costs. Well, we're hearing today about an unusual rescue by the FDNY last week after 2 people ended up getting stuck in the mud in a wooded area on Staten Island.
Last Thursday, the 911 call coming in from 2 people who said they were trapped in mud inside of Brookfield Park on Staten Island and that they needed help right away. 1010 Winds has been told now that as the fire dispatchers kept the missing people calm for a number of minutes on the phone, the same time they were using radios to guide firefighters and EMS to location where these people were stuck. The FDNY units found them pretty quickly, and the two were rescued along with two dogs, crews getting them out of the mud to safety. Now, Fire Commissioner Tucker will provide more details of the rescue at a press conference on Staten Island this hour. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, police looking for a suspect who shot a man in the neck near Prospect Park last night. The 35-year-old victim survived the shooting, now listed in stable condition at Kings County Hospital. It's not clear exactly what led to that shooting. The NYPD hasn't released a description of the person they're looking for just yet. Gabby Petito would have turned 26 today. The murder victim is being remembered on her native Long Island, where funds are being raised for the awareness and prevention of domestic violence.
The grandmother of Gabby Petito says Petito would have been 26 years old today. To honor her, a fundraiser will be held in Levittown tomorrow. The money going to support the foundation in Petito's name. The foundation helps assist victims of domestic violence and search for missing women. Petito's grandmother will be with the Nassau County Executive. He's expected to announce who will run the Safe Center. The center helps find shelter and counsel victims of domestic abuse. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The NYPD reporting an arrest in a vandalism spree this week targeting Buddhist temples in Chinatown. 49-year-old Taihong Uan was picked up last night at a temple on Bowery Street. And police now say he's the same vandal that struck at four other Buddhist temples this week as well. The damage has included smashed statues and shattered windows. The suspect now faces hate crime charges along with criminal mischief and burglary. Today marks exactly 1 year since the violent and still unexplained death of a young man gunned down right in front of his home in Canarsie. The community is marking this sad anniversary with an event denouncing the gun violence that has become all too common in the neighborhood, they say. And the rally was organized by the Flossy organization headed by Jabril Jallo, who tells 1010 Winds Canarsie needs anti-violence programs just like other communities.
They're building over $140 million recreational center in East Flatbush called the Shirley Chisholm Center. And we're asking in Canarsie, what about us? Where is our recreational center to keep kids off the street?
And he points to a number of shootings in the area in recent years, including that of 19-year-old Christian Josiah Montrose 1 year ago today. Surveillance footage shows the teen just arriving home and getting out of his car when shots were fired from another car that pulled up. Well, the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico has now topped 300 cases. That's already more than was diagnosed in all of last year across the entire country. Since contagious viruses don't recognize state borders, health officials here in New York are keeping a close eye on the outbreak, and Governor Hochul plans to share an update this afternoon. Now, here in the tri-state, we've had three cases of measles diagnosed so far this year. That includes two here in the city and a baby on Long Island that was too young to be vaccinated and probably caught it while traveling overseas, officials say. The outbreak in Texas has caused two deaths and led to almost 40 hospitalizations. Measles is one of the most contagious respiratory viruses, and there's no known treatment for it. The end is near for the MetroCard. The MTA says it will stop selling them by the end of this year. They will continue to work, but not much longer, just six more months. Speaking at a business breakfast this morning, MTA Chair and CEO Jano Lieber said MetroCards served the city well, but it's time to retire them to the Transit Museum to, quote, spend many happy days with your old friend, Mr. Token.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.